May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is the first Sunday in Lent, and Lent is a good time for us to take stock. How are things going? Might be, as we've traveled through life, it's a time to get up on the balcony or get up on the hillside or whatever it is that we might stop and reflect about who we are now, whose are we, and who is the we that we yearn to become as members of the body of Christ. Also to talk about our mission and how do we proceed. So it's Lent. And in the Hebrew scriptures and also in New Testament as well, there's four recurring themes that happen that give us some perspective about our reflections. It is that God creates, we rebel, there is some accountability for the rebellion, and then God redeems, makes right, and calls us to repent, which means basically to turn around. It's more than saying I'm sorry, it's actually turning around in another direction. Creation, sin, judgment, and redemption. Today in Lent itself is a time to think about in our own life in what ways is God continually creating a covenant. And a covenant is a covenant that we both agree to. Not just the covenant that God agrees to, but it's when we're called into covenant, the same is true in marriage and other ways, covenant of friendship, it's reciprocal. So in our time, it's thinking again about that question of not only what has God been up to in the world, but what is God up to in our life, in our community, and in this fractured world that we live in. Covenant. God creates continually, seeks us to call us into covenant. We're reminded of that in the Episcopal Church when we have baptism. And it's interesting that in the baptismal rite, which used to be private by and large, is now very public. Because we're all included in the person's baptism. Because it's not just about that person and not just about the parents and the godparents. It's about all of us. We're inextricably connected to one another in the body of Christ. And so baptism was taken out of private rites, although understandably there needs to be private rites from time to time. But it was taken into the public arena. And then you and I are then asked the question, well, will we support this person who is baptized so that we all have a stake in the growth and the welfare and the care of people who are baptized? We're family in the broader context of looking at that. So what has God been up to? What is God up to in your life? What is the ongoing covenant that we wish to affirm? And one of the ways we beautifully allude to this is by doing the Great Litany, reminding ourselves of the kinds of things we're yearning for, beseeching for, kind of calls us back to that understanding about covenant, what God wishes for us to be about. And then, of course, we go our own ways from time to time, do we not?